Joel Sound Medicine. This is Connect the Dots. Hey, happy birthday to Jesus. Yeah, most people don't know that August 21st is the known real birthday of Jesus. No, you can't find that in the Bible. Anyhow, I'm saying happy birthday. Hey, it's like some parts of the world, it's the 22nd already. But, hey, just for the record, you know, the reason people celebrate the birthday of Jesus on December 25th, there's a lot of reasons for that. And you got to know a lot of this history to understand why that date was picked. But we don't have time to talk about that. Some parts of the world, hey, you know, here I'm in New York City. It's the 22nd already. And it's a blue moon, 22nd of August. That's right, blue moon. Where are you, blue moon? It's like raining in the area here, so I can't see the blue moon. But maybe if you step out later this evening, you can see the blue moon out there. No, it's not really called blue. It's a nickname for any time a full moon appears twice in a month. You know, that should be common knowledge. That should be taught in grade school. Why isn't it? We know why it's not. Because people who decide to get taught in grade school, they just don't have any common sense, and they're all puppets now for the New World Order. That's right. You know, but they were brainwashing us for decades long back. You know, the brainwashing of public education goes back probably hundreds of years, and then it goes back hundreds to thousands of years, and probably even way back before that, because as the story goes, back in Sumerian society, which is what we're aware about in the modern world today, though there is hidden knowledge that says there were civilizations before that, but with the information available to the basic general public, Sumerian society was the first society. We're talking like, you know, 5,000, 6,000 BC. And the overlords of society, the false gods, most of them from the planet Nibiru, the Anunnaki, wanted to educate man. Not because they loved them that much, but because a more educated man could do more things for them. Golly gee, I don't know. So that's probably where public education became a tool for manipulating the minds of the creatures. Yep, we being the creatures, the ignorant ones. Anyhow, it's a blue moon. Yeah, songs have been written about blue moon. I saw you standing alone. Of course, he wasn't singing about the blue moon, really. He was taking that phrase and singing about, if you're familiar with that record, about some girl. He was referring to her as the blue moon. But that's it. If you have a clear sky, go out there and see that second full moon in the month of August. Somehow you wonder, how could that possibly be on the 22nd that there would be a second full moon? You know, I don't know. You know, sometimes I have to call people's bluff. Does that make any sense? You know, the moon comes around every 28 days. So how could you have two moons in the month of August on the 22nd. I think maybe somebody made a mistake there. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. If you know how to straighten out this blue moon mistake or accuracy thing, hey, call in. Number's 888-627-6008. Blue moon, whatever. you know, just to remind everybody, because we do need to be reminded how crooked the governments are and why we should not trust them. Back in, we're talking about the United States here, back in 1977, the U.S. Senate hearings confirmed that between 1949 and 1969, there were 239 populated areas in the United States that were purposely sprayed with biological agents. And the culprits that did this, the secret military group, obviously, would monitor the hospitals and see how many people would show up after spraying poisons in the air. That's right. In 1977, the Senate committee, U.S. Senate committee, confirmed there were 239 incidences in which they violated the rights of American people, these mad scientists and egocentric military morons. What can we say? You know, the nerve to experiment on the American people with biological agents. So if they can do that and have no problems doing it, you should realize that everything you're being told by the government now is a friggin' lie. Yeah, you know, it's gotten to the point, well, they get away with telling so many lies and you people fall for it. They just continue it, incites them to tell more lies. Just like with the, I think the major issue here is the lockdowns, the COVID, make-believe COVID thing. And first of all, a man-made version of a coronavirus that was put out there. If you're familiar with people in the U.S. government, you know, I mentioned it last week, but it's worth mentioning again. Rand Paul of the U.S. Senate, probably the only honest person left in the U.S. government, you know, he went out and challenged Fauci, and then he made a public statement that, you know, we're not going to listen to this crap anymore. He said, I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not going to put a mask on. I'm not going to do any testing as Nancy Pelosi has recommended the Congress people do, and I'm not taking the vaccine. One bold man in the whole U.S. Congress. How pathetic. We talk about pathetic. All you have to do is watch any the news clips with the president, if we can call him the make-believe president, yeah. Creepy Joe and his sidekick, Kamala. She could be a free female wrestler with a name like Kamala. Anyhow, you know, she stands on the side with a mask, wearing a mask, while he, you know, sits in front of the desk. I hear, I mentioned last week, I don't know, anybody out there know for sure, call in, tell us. We all want to know, is there a second White House built on a military institution where they're keeping Sleepy Joe there? Because they want to keep an eye on him, because, you know, they don't want him to go too far with his authority. I mean, he just has the authority of the President of the United States, though he doesn't know how to use it, but they're afraid he might use it in a very, very wrongful way. So I think they're keeping, he might be locked down in a duplicate White House out on a military base. Sure, those scams can be done. Yeah, you know, well, it takes his money, and there is an unlimited amount of money. Ever since they got off the gold standard, you know, and the fiat currency started, and then somewhere in the 1960s in America, you couldn't go to a bank and get your money in silver anymore to redeem your money. So it was all fiat currency from then on, which creates an opportunity that the people who pull the strings can just go to the Federal Reserve, which is not a private banking thing, and say, print us up some more money, and they just print up as much as you want. That's it. I mean, truthfully, that could be used in a good way. Just print up a lot of money and pass it out to the people. And then we'll all have spending money, and then we'll boost the economy. Is that a great plan or what? Why doesn't anybody do it? Because everybody's under control of the New World Order. That's right, those evil so-and-sos. Their agenda is to depopulate the world down to 500 million and keep their eye on everybody, enslaving them with barcodes in their body, and they want to inject them with poisons to kill them. They want to inject them with nanotechnology to keep a track of them on that, and they want to control every aspect of your life. Well, that's the war we're fighting now. It's an undeclared war, but this is, we're in the battle now. It's the government against the people, and it's not just our government against our people. It's the other governments against their people. Government is public enemy in every country in the world right now. There is one that not, that it isn't so. Hey, call in and let us know. Most recent things, oh my God. I mean, that bitch witch or whatever you want to call her, the female thing that is the premier of New Zealand. I can't say anything nice about her. She has the gall to go out there and take away all the rights of her citizens and force them to stay locked in their house. And of course, that sick thinking has spilled over into Australia, and then half the country there, or a large portion of it, I should say, is under lockdown, you know, and they got police flying drones around to keep an eye, and they go visit people's houses. If the drone sees you walking out into your backyard, you can go out into your backyard. And if you do step out for whatever reason, you know, and you might have 1,000 reasons, you got to have a mask on too. And if you're not, fly around, see you, they're coming to your house, knocking on your door and giving you the lecture and possible fine, possible jail. I mean, it's like total totalitarian regime in certain parts of Australia there and New Zealand. I mean, that's like, that could be the new Nazi stronghold. I mean, even the Nazis weren't that bad as they're being to their people, some of these countries. And of course, these battles continue. And luckily, there's more people protesting and more resistance to this, and there needs to be more. You know, and like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. Yeah. And I watched a little bit of InfoWars the other day. Everybody's friend, Alex Jones, the guy likes to go bananas in front of the camera, but he's like, you know, he's just like overacting a little too much to the point of, well, you know, your message is not going to be taken that greatly when you're out there ranting and raving, using four-letter words. The F word, blah, blah, blah. And getting angry, your face is all getting red and you're ready to explode. I mean, you know, that's theater. But to do that on a regular basis, you know, I mean, you put yourself in a box, pal. What can I tell you? And you don't offer the public any more information than I do. You think you do? Hey. Well, you probably don't listen to my show. You probably only listen to your shows. You're an eagle maniac. And, I mean, you have been helpful in your ways. I watched your show back when you first started off. I liked it then. But now, you know, too much ranting and raving and name-calling. What's the point of it, you know? Hey, if you listen to this show, this is Connect the Dots, and I am your host, Tom Edison. Just about every show, I provide certain solutions to certain problems, whereas our dear friend Alex Jones does. He doesn't provide any solutions to anything, you know? And that's the bottom line. And I say, you know, I put on a better show than him all the time, except I don't get paid for it. How does he get paid for it? I guess they, you know, people with the money are willing to pay for somebody who wants to go on camera and make a total lunatic of himself and scream and yell and rant, but at the same time say nothing. Well, whatever. So much for that. you know, there's a lot of, this is BBS Radio. There's a lot of, this is the show Connect the Dots. There's a lot of good information on BBS Radio. In fact, this is a radio TV show now, in case you're not aware of that. But I just wanted to call your attention to that again. This has been going on for a couple of months now. When I'm talking, doing my show every week, there are video great video put together is going on behind what I'm talking. You know, sometimes they're extremely interesting. Other times they are just interesting. But it'll never be boring. And no, I will never do a show where I just have my face out there for 1 hour. And it's so ridiculous. Unless you're some gorgeous drop-dead physical specimen, no one is going to want to look at you more than a couple minutes. So why does everybody go out and do this? I mean, that was the old format of things. That's so 20th century, you know? That was the only way to do things, you know? They had people putting their face out there to try to get a following, and it worked. But this is, you know, it's 2021. That's not going to work anymore because it's just too boring. At least that's what I say. And I said, unless, you know, hey, if you're a drop-dead gorgeous physical specimen, you can have your face out there for 1 hour and people will watch it. That's it. That is the bottom line. You know, and so let's move on. Hey, you got your Egyptian healing knots out? Well, you know, our friend Charles Green, who does the show before me once every 2 weeks, he talks about them all the time. If you want more info on Egyptian healing rods, he's the guy to talk to. But, you know, these are tools you use. You know, they're made out of precious metals, or including copper. And zinc and stuff like that. It's not just gold and silver. And you use these things. Once you learn how to use them, you can improve your health or improve the health of somebody you want to care for. And that's real medicine. And then there's the Solero tuning forks and the Amra crystals. Again, the expert on this, I'll send you over to Charles Green. He does the show before me once every 2 weeks, and he talks about these things extensively. These are good tools for you to have. I work with crystals myself, not those particular kind, but I have my crystals I work with. And the most amazing thing I found out, you know, my favorite crystal ball, I roll it around my chakras and do some breathing with it. And the more you use it, the clearer it becomes. We're talking about crystal clear, quartz crystal ball, not a glass crystal ball. It has to be made out of real quartz. So it'll have some lines running through it and stuff like that. But it'll even become clearer when you use it regularly. You know, it's kind of a life form in itself, a crystal. They're not, sure, they don't, crystals don't speak. And they don't have the extremities to do things that we do, but they are a life form in themselves. In fact, they are in more touch with the universe than human beings are, because crystals receive and amplify every frequency in the universe. We're talking about clear quartz crystals, yes. You can, you know, get the one termination one, sometimes called the generator crystal, or dual termination, and increase your collection. You get a lot of them, and you can make a circle around an area where you can lay in or sit in, and it'll focus the energy around you. And then you can also sit under a framed pyramid. Yeah, it's made out of copper. It'll work. You had one made out of gold. Oh, my God, what an experience that must be if it's solid gold. You know, if only I had the money to get myself one, I would be sleeping under a gold pyramid every night. I think it would stop the aging process completely. And I've told stories about how gold pyramids can stop aging before. But I'm not going to tell it tonight. Anyhow, you know, it'd be nice to know that, hey, this is an educational show. I mean, I educate people when I talk. I just don't come on here and rant and rave. Though it's fun to rant and rave, I'll admit, you know. But, you know, we got to balance it out already. Balance it out a little. Hey, and while we're on the subject of educating, I just found this out recently, too. Apparently, seagrass, that's grass growing in the sea, in the ocean, absorbs more CO2 than the plants in the rainforest. Can you believe that? Who would have known? You know, of course, I'm giving you secondhand information here. I don't know if that's true or not, but it sure sounds good, and I think I haven't heard anybody say it's not true, so I'll go with it. And the real cure, I have to say it again, the real cure for any virus, this COVID thing, the variants, is known. It's frequency. It's so simple, you know? Of course, the medical profession is not going to get involved in it because they're all hooked in with money with Big Pharma. Big Pharma doesn't have any healing things. You know, they're destroying everyone's immune system that took the vaccine. If you've taken it, God help you, because you're going to need help unless you were given the placebo. Because in fact, there's a recent doctor out just the other day. I should have wrote down his name. Maybe I'll have it for next week. Was appearing before some council of authority, government authority in Maryland, I believe. And he was saying that everyone, this is out on YouTube right now. Hey, I'm on Twitter. I should say it's out on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, Tom Edison Prez, B-R-E-Z. Check my most recent tweets. You'll you want to go backtrack that far, and you'll see the one about the doctor. And my comment is, please watch this and share it. And he's saying, first he introduced himself. He said he had 23 books. He mentioned his credentials as qualified to be talking about subjects like viruses and bodies. And then he went on to say the vaccine will most likely kill everyone between a period of 6 months to 3.5 years. And if you got the second jab, we're talking about the COVID-19 jabs here, the experimental vaccines that shouldn't even be out there, but the bribe money, bribe government to make a loophole to give them the opportunity, opportunity to kill you, because that's what it's all designed for. And they're telling you they're helping you. What a bunch of con artists and liars. But for money, people will do anything and say anything, unfortunately. And even just to keep their job. If you work for the broadcasting news place, you're going to say what they want you to say if you want to keep your job. It's sad, but that's the way it is, you know? It's the flaws of a capitalistic system. You know, what can we say? And there's enough money, as I mentioned earlier in the show, there's enough fiat money, make-believe money, not backed up by anything, to bribe basically everyone on the whole planet. No one ever conceived that this would be possible. And that's what's helping them get away with this scam, the scamdemic, and the plot to kill you, humanity, innocent people. They don't want you around, you know? And the big honcho in charge of all this, they're extraterrestrials. That's why they don't care about killing people. You know, it's not their race. They want to continue to control our race from behind the scenes. And that's part of the plan, getting too many humans around, too hard to control. Let's cut the population down to 500 million. And that's cut in stone on the Georgia stones down in Georgia. You know, nobody took it seriously, but we should be taking it seriously now. So anyhow, back to this doctor. That's the harsh reality, he said. It's destroying everyone's immune system. It's creating all kinds of, he used some technical words, technical problems inside the bodies of the people that took it. The people who go for the second jab, you're going to increase your chance of dying sooner by 30%. And the person that gets, people that go for the third jab, they're going to die very, very shortly after. That's a good forecast. Is that enough to wake people up? You know, that's what we should be hearing on the news, that these experimental vaccines are death. And they don't solve anything, but they sure kill people and make people sick. And of course, that is the real intent of it. You know, that's how they, why they created this whole scamdemic, and they got the news people to go with it, to lie to you and keep repeating the lies day after day until you finally believe what's going on. There is no black plague out there. There is no pandemic. And once we've re-looked into the facts that they've tried to put over as truth, we find out it's not true. All the people that have died of the so-called virus were really dying of other things. Of course, the hospitals were paid money to list it as COVID. So all the death figures are tainted. And it was already in 1 year they figured out that no more people died in 2021 than died in 2020. In fact, less people died in 2021 than in 2020. Well, how could that be if there was some black plague going on? You know, when the real black plague hit the world back in, I don't know, 1,000 or more years ago, half the world died. That's a plague, okay? Well, we don't see people dropping dead on the street, and one out of two people are not dying. An insignificant amount of people, a normal amount of people, are dying just like they did the year before and the year before that. They're just manipulating the figures with bribe money to get you to believe there's something happening. And, of course, they've tricked you into killing yourself. You volunteered for poison to be. After all the warnings, you still volunteered and lined up because you believed the liars on the TV to get poison stuck into your body. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Other people have said it before. Your body is your temple. You know? Worship it. Don't desecrate your own temple, because when you allow some nobody to stick a needle in you and inject some unknown substance that the person sticking into you doesn't know what the hell it is. He was just told and he's following orders, or she. You know, you're allowing your temple to be desecrated. Human beings were not designed to have needles stuck in them and all kinds of deadly poisons run through their system. Your immune system doesn't need to be boosted to deal with something. That's a big pharmacy lie from way back, and they've perpetuated that lie for centuries now. You know, that it's not like that. You know, if you've been eating healthy and taking vitamins, and you never talk about vitamins, you know, the basic ones are C, zinc, and D to deal with this virus things, you know. And even though they've manipulated the virus to be more catchy, whenever there's a variant, the information has come out, the variants are less dangerous than the original, always. That's fact. That's scientific fact, but those facts aren't being told you. They're hyping the variant out as a bigger killer when it can't possibly be, you know. Because it's just like a copy of a copy, you know? Just like the best analogy is like VHS tape. You know, VHS tape disappeared because you couldn't make duplicate copies out of it without degrading. And that's why it disappeared, basically. You can make duplicate copies with the DVD, you know, discs. And it really won't degrade noticeably. But every time you make a copy of a copy, it's getting degraded and becomes less powerful, less potent. And that's the way it is. So there's no reason to fear the variant. You know, they're just conning you into believing bullshit. And you're falling for it. But you shouldn't. You know why you shouldn't? I'll tell you why you shouldn't. You shouldn't because you have to think for yourself. Let me tell you something. This is a change that's happening. A change in our world. That's right. there's going to be a new reality coming our way. And we need to get ready for it. And the way to get ready for it is to be more loving to each other. And it's very difficult to do that when the government is busting your chops and making your life difficult every day. The form of governments we have need to be removed and replaced, hopefully without any violence. But republics no longer work for the simple reason there's too much running around to bribe everyone that's supposed to be representing the people. And we've seen just about everywhere in the world that people would rather listen to bribe money than listen to the people they're supposed to be serving. You know, the idea of the republic is they're supposed to be representatives of the general population. You know, the American Constitution, our forefathers in America here, they came up with a great idea, something better than was in existence back in 1776. But they couldn't foresee how it would be deteriorating over time. And it has deteriorated into where now government abuses its own power. They have the power to change the laws to suit themselves, and that's exactly what they do. And they change the laws to suit the people who pay them the big money. You know, you can't sue a pharmaceutical company no more in America. And all the damage they've caused and all the debts they've caused, wrongful debts, and, you know, they don't have a conscience for corporations. But they are guilty of killing people, murdering people, and destroying the lives of innocent people. The pharmaceutical companies are, yeah. And the people that run them are. But they've sufficiently bribed the U.S. government, probably other governments too, where they can't be touched no matter how much harm they cause. Well, this reality is going to be coming to an end. You know, people talk about the new 5D timeline. Well, it's seeping into our physical reality as I speak. Higher frequencies of light are coming in, and eventually when the higher frequencies get high enough, all these bad guys won't be able to exist and work their evil plans against us. But in the meantime, they're making hell on earth for so many people, you know? And republics, this is the problem with the republics, you know? The United States of America is a republic. It's not a democracy. We need real democracies where the people decide. In a republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the people, have none. You know, is that clear enough? In any republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the common people, have none. You know? You thought you had some power at the last election, but they proved to you they can override what the public wants. They can just cheat. And the Democrats proved they could cheat in an American election, and they could have no way won, and put their phony puppets in the highest positions of authority, you know? Biden and Kamala, they are nothing but puppets, paid puppets, and they'll never do anything good for anybody. In fact, it's still questionable. If anybody knows for sure, call in and tell us. Is Joe Biden, how many Joe Bidens are walking around are clones? Is there the original Joe Biden still alive, or did he download his mind into a clone? And of course, if you're up on things, that's been possible for decades now. And, or just let's say a long, long time. And rumor has it that this is Joe Biden's third clone. It's a third time clone. And just like with everything else with the VHS guy, landscape, the more you keep making copies of copies, it degrades. And that would certainly explain why all of a sudden he became, can't remember anything, doesn't know what he's saying, isn't up on anything. Sleepy Joe is the easy way to explain it, but that's the situation we're in now, you know, and it's the new world order against the people. And people, too bad the citizenry of America and all other places around the world, they're so easily brainwashed by what they see on the TV, you know? The TV liars are tricking you into killing yourself. You're lining up to get a vaccine that's going to kill you or sterilize you and or put nanobots in you for tracking and many more bad things. You know? Already finding evidence women who took the vaccine can no longer get pregnant. The evidence is coming out in less than a year, you know? And not to mention how many people have been murdered. This is murder. They've talked you into doing something that led to your death. That's murder. It's wrongful death. And you got tricked into killing yourself because you listened to the bad advice being given. This is serious shit I'm talking about here. You know? And you don't be thinking about a second jab or a third jab just so you can go on a damn vacation. First of all, the fake vaccine passports are out there already. You really want to go on a vacation? Get yourself a fake vaccine port. Haven't figured out how to tell who's fake and who's not. And now it's all rule following and obeying. You flash them the fake passport, they'll buy it. You know, it'll be a long time before they know how to detect fake passports, vaccine passports. And besides that, you ought to be more concerned about the health of your body than going on a vacation. You know, really. You're going to sacrifice a large portion of your life to go on a damn vacation? Boy, you're not too smart. Of course, they're not telling you that. You know, you believe in the lies. And here's what people don't understand about watching TV. You know, you always wonder why people say don't watch TV. And you go, it's okay, no big deal. Well, let me tell you, a long, long time ago, decades ago, the mad scientist figured out how to use TV broadcast signals as a carrier wave. And in between every little blip of real broadcast TV are the deadly frequencies or the mind control frequencies. They have this down to a science. They know what frequency to broadcast their commands into your mind while you're watching your favorite TV show, while you're watching you know, some comedy show and laughing your ass off. They're entering into your brain and your subconscious mind is picking up the commands. Obey. Get the vax. Believe what we tell you. Obey. Get another vax. Obey. Put masks on your children. Get your children vax. All these bad messages are being entered into your subconscious mind when you're watching TV. Now, if you're a strong-willed person, it's not going to affect you. But the sheeple, as they're called, and they are the group that is not strong-willed, they don't aren't aware that something so devious and diabolical can be done with a TV signal. They're not aware that the scientific technology permits mad scientists to enter their minds via them watching TV. But that's how it's being done. You know, one of my favorite movies, and I'll mention it maybe every show, it's called They Live, 1988 sci-fi movie. And in that movie, they're talking about the subliminal messages in billboards and using TV signals to mess with your mind. That's right. 1988. That was revealed in a science fiction movie. That's how the only way such information can get out there to the public, because everything had already been over-controlled. You put it out there as science fiction, and then you say, oh, we just made this up. This is not real. But most science fiction movies and shows reveal a lot of hidden things that the public never gets to hear. So you should take a lot of this stuff seriously. And in this movie, everything they're talking is serious, except maybe for the glasses. That there was a pair of sunglasses you could put on and see who the aliens are walking around as, the ugly aliens, reptilians, or whatever they are, that are not really human, but they know how to camouflage themselves by some kind of electronics or mind control or whatever. In fact, in the movie They Live, the broadcast signal was their cover. It was giving them, making them unseeable to regular humans. But if you had the pair of sunglasses that were being distributed to the general public to make them wake up to what's going on, that we've already been invaded by aliens, they're walking amongst us, and they have all the key positions of authority, and they want to keep us locked in their matrix, where we're dumbed down and just believe everything we hear coming out of the boob tube. You know? So, if you haven't seen the movie already, find it. Download it. It's worth whatever you have to pay for it. Buy the DVD and watch it more than once, because that's exactly what is happening in our world. And it's been happening for a long time. If you don't believe things can be hidden right in plain sight, right in front of you, go to a bookstore if you still can find one. I think Barnes & Noble still has a bookstore. And buy what's called the Magic Eye 3D book. And that book will have pictures, and they'll teach you, the book teaches you how to shift your eyes off a little center, and you can see the hidden picture. Each one of the pictures in the book has a hidden picture. You look at the picture with a fast glance, oh, it looks like nothing. So once you get done learning how to see the hidden picture, you'll quickly understand that, yeah, subliminal messages can be seen, and your subconscious picks up everything. You might not consciously see something in front of you on the big billboard out there on the street, but your subconscious is able to decode it, that there's a hidden message behind there, and that hidden message gets absorbed by your subconscious, and your subconscious does talk to your conscious. And when you keep hearing lies perpetually, like the TV news is doing, after a while you get to believe that it's truth because you hear it so much. That's psychology. That's how psychology is practiced by the mad scientists. And they're still hyping up the story that the vaccine is safe. You know, I think we're probably up to 1 million people have gotten killed already by the vaccine, and there's certainly millions already that have had harmful effects. And we're basing that on all the documentation we can find, that there's more than the documentation that we can find. And you know, how many people have to die before they're going to give up their lying scenario? The old song and dance, they all get on, oh, the vaccines are safe. Every government person that is allowed to go on mainstream media says, oh, the vaccines are safe. And you want to help protect your loved ones. Well, you're not going to help protect anybody, and you're certainly going to end up killing yourself by getting the vaccine. How can you help the general population from a virus that 99.8% people recover from normally? You know? And why isn't that fact? That fact needs to be keep being talked about. There's no need for a vaccine for what this virus that they... The whole thing is hype, nothing more than a cold, you know? Occasionally some colds, everybody gets it, and some people, you know, it'll last on them a day or two, and other people will last a week maybe, but whatever it is, very few people die from colds they pick up amongst the public. And this whole thing with the vaccines is insanity. I have to say it again. It's bad science. if you really understand how a human body works, that there's five layers overlapped, the physical is just one of them that composes a human body. Healthcare involves your energy vibration, and the governments are using everything in their power to lower your energy vibration. A lower energy vibration makes you more susceptible to believing the bullshit, and it makes you more susceptible to catching things. It makes you a weaker person. And let me just go, I've said this before, but I need to remind everybody, all the speed limits out there for cars, they're stifling your sense of a being that you want to drive faster, you know? Children won't get killed on the street by fast drivers if their parents educate them properly not to run out in front of cars and to look both ways before you cross the street. No, you don't have to wait to go to the corner of the crosswalk. That, again, that's government control to take away your free thinking and make you walk the path they want you to. And it's always a square path and a rectangle, you know, to the corner, make a 90-degree turn, cross the street. And they have you waiting there. Waiting is not good for humans, you know, for a traffic light or something like that. People that know how to cross the street, we can cross the street in any situation. I don't care how many cars are coming by. We'll find a spot and we'll run between them and we'll make it across every time. No ifs, ands, or buts. Not everybody is in good enough shape to do that. But that's the reality. And then they try to punish you if you don't want to follow the rules. It's called jaywalking. You could get a ticket for that. So you got to be careful. You know, they have these tickets free sometimes when they send the cops out there. All right, give out tickets for jaywalking today. And they nab everybody because there's always people jaywalking because people want to think for themselves. Well, and back to the speed limits. That's why the speed limits are so low. It has nothing to do with safety. It has to do with stifling people so they're annoyed that they have to be going so slow. You know, for decades, ever since the automobile came around, the speed limit in New York City was 30 miles an hour. Now this wacko job mayor, little doofus puppy, you know, for the New World Order, offers no good solutions for anything. He had the city lower the speed limit to 25, which just creates more problems for the people who have to drive. Slows everybody down, too. And you know what else slows you down? When they restrict your breathing. That's what these masks are all about. You know, they're making, just by putting a mask on for a lengthy amount of time, you're ruining your health. Less oxygen is going to your body. You know, that's the, one of the most important things in your body and for good health is oxygen. You know, and they've really gone out of their way to take away your oxygen. They've been doing it for decades and they're still doing it, you know. And they're destroying the atmosphere of the planet with the chemtrails, you know. Everybody forgot about it. I haven't, and we shouldn't forget about it either. What kind of dirtbag representatives do we have in government that don't understand that putting small particles of aluminum, insect DNA, and other nanobot things in the air that eventually drop down and we breathe them in, and they're all harmful for us? You know, this is a no-brainer. We don't have to do any research on this. This shouldn't be being done. But the bribe money is paying people to do it, and they're willing to do it. You know, anyone participating in the spraying of chemicals, you know, you're worried about your job. What about the rest of humanity? You're participating in the slow killing of humanity and the slow killing of planet Earth. You know why they're having all the fires now? Because of the artificially created drought situation. That's part of the problem. Plus, they ignite them themselves with laser beams, you know, energy weapons. You know, the military has enough weapons to destroy this whole planet. They've had it for a long time, and now they're just nitpicking. You know, we'll punish these people. We'll punish that people. We'll punish everyone in California because that's the state to pick on people. I mean, all these things are going on simultaneously. You know, we have enough proof to know the energy weapons were being used to start the fires. Yet, but mainstream media, they're in with the whole scam, and so is everybody else, and so are the people in the government. And unfortunately, so are the people that fly in the chemtrail planes, you know? They're more concerned about their damn job than that they're poisoning the human race and poisoning life forms. The chemtrails are causing the trees to die off, too, you know? Less trees. The trees are needed to take away the CO2 out of the air. You know, everything they can possibly do to kill us and weaken us, you know? And I'll mention it again because nobody ever mentions this but me. You know, take off that friggin' seatbelt. You know, forget about obeying the law. The laws are NFT. You know what that NFT stands for? No effing good. You know, the laws are criminal in themselves. They all ought to be wiped off the book if we, the people, had the opportunity. But no, we don't have any power. It has to be the representatives, and they're all bribed to leave all these rotten laws on the book. The law makes people suffer. It destroys their health. It's going to stay on the books. And seatbelts destroy your health. You know, the crap about saving lives, you know, that is a bag of crap. You know, if you're paying attention to what you're doing with driving, and passengers need to be paying attention too, you're not going to get hurt in an accident. If the car, and you ought to be driving, everybody ought to be driving bigger cars because they're safer, you know? Just a little common sense, you know? You don't need a friggin' seatbelt or an airbag to stay safe in a car. The reason for the seatbelt is to restrict your breathing. That's the real reason of it. And they conned you into believing it was to protect you. And then they got law enforcement out there giving tickets to people who they can see are not wearing a seatbelt. You know, again, totalitarian government with tyrannical police force. This has been manifesting for decades. Nobody had the guts to talk about it, or nobody understood what was really being done here. But looking back in retrospect, yeah, everybody ought to, don't you dare wear a seatbelt. It shows you have no respect for yourself. Forget about respect for the law, because the laws are evil, you know? And you can't prove to me they're not. Believe me. Both the laws ought to be wiped off the book, because they're here to oppress you, to take away your rights. You know? That's the way it is. And if you think otherwise, you're entitled to your opinion. But I've put the facts together. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. And man, I've connected the dots. And this is one big super plot that goes way, way back. Started over 100 years ago. Plus, you know, there's that 100-year-old cartoon out there. I'm not sure if it showed up already because I don't watch the video when I'm doing the show. But the cartoon was in the Tonight's Show video, you know. If you were watching the video, you would have seen it. The 100-year-old cartoon, it says, how to take over the world. This is a cartoon warning. And it shows the exact same scenario that the New World Order is perpetrating upon the world right now with their release of viral agent, vaccine weapon, and everything else broadcasting on the airwaves, you know, using media to con the people to think what they want them to. The whole nine yards is there in this cartoon 100 years ago. You know, if it showed up already and you weren't watching the video on my show, I don't know, download the show when it's available. All my shows are archived. You know, it was in one or two of the last shows also. But you need to see this cartoon and understand. People were talking about it and warning about that this was going to happen over 100 years ago, and now it's finally coming true. And maybe it'll snap, something will snap in your head and you'll wake up and understand. Don't go along with any of this. It's all deception, all to kill you. That's it. The New World Order wants to kill you, and they're getting away with it with the help of the pharmaceutical companies and the help of the mainstream media. They're getting away with murder, you know? We, the people, need to go on the offensive. and start arresting these people that have made the decisions to allow this to happen, for starters. And then we'll find out the other people involved in this. Everyone participating in this genocide plan, it's really genocide of the human race. You know, all you people that got the vaccine, you won't have be able to have children. Well, isn't that going to decrease the population real fast in a matter of, you know, certain number of years? Well, so much for that. But all these bad things are gone. Seatbelts are NFG, you know. Lower speed limits, NFG. Taking vaccines and poisoning your body, NFG. No effing good. You know, stop playing along. Stop cooperating with the people who are trying to kill you and are killing you and are making you sick. It's that bad. This is war going on. This is the undeclared World War III. It's happening right now. And your enemies are tricking you into killing yourself. Are you really that stupid? Well, wake up. Everything they're telling you is bad advice. If it's coming over the TV now, it's bad advice. There's people attempting to bring the truth out on the internet. And thank God for them. And so you need to find what the real news is on the internet. And YouTube is kind of halfway sold out, you know. They won't allow a lot of truth to be shown anymore. But there's the other things. There's BitChute and or BuzzFeed, whatever it's called. And I can't think of all the names. But there's other video companies out there now, and that's where you got to find the truth. It's out there. And next week, I'll have the name of that doctor for you who talks about the people that are going to die who took the vaccine. And the good news is victory of the light. Our galactic brothers and sisters are going to finally create the event. We're getting closer to it. It takes a while because there's a lot of bad shit to be removed. And eventually, you know, but it'll be your choice. Do you want to move into the future without violence, without deception, without hate, anger, and killing, needless killing? And you stay connected to this reality. If you want loving, you know, if you want to be in a loving atmosphere, you want to go into the new dimension. But it requires that you raise your frequency, get rid of all your hate and jealousy and anger, because that slows down your vibration. So don't be angry. Don't get violent. Think of love, think of kindness, think of doing good things, and go out there and do them. I do it every day for people whenever I have the opportunity to. And, hey, remind yourself how to have fun. We're going to end the show pretty soon. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? It's out there on YouTube. And when the show's over, go watch it on YouTube. It'll remind you of what good times were like. I got another one out there called Break the Ice. You'll have to put my name behind it, Break the Ice by Tom Anderson, because there's a famous girl out there has a song, Break the Ice, now, and the machines will always take you to her. But if you want to just go directly to my site, my YouTubes, the easiest way is punching the word Subway Fantasy 2, the number 2. Subway Fantasy, Phantesy, 2. That's a roller coaster, a visual roller coaster ride, and some of the best guitar playing you ever heard. And the original Subway Fantasy, very entertaining. Starts off as a science fiction movie, and the easiest way to get me to me is, like I said, Are You the Partying Kind? Are You the Partying? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. And the machines will take you right to my video, right to where YouTube after it too. and the machines will take you right there. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to get out of here now. Hey, you've been listening and watching Radio TV, Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That video is out there, too, on YouTube. Okay, tell your friends to tune in next week where we'll have some more awesome video behind my conversation. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody.